Okay. Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be learning Hilchos Shabbos. Last time, what we discussed was we discussed the Koach of Lamitas. We spoke about what 40 represents in terms of within Jewish thought. Why does it specifically say 40 minus 1? What is the idea behind that? We gave two Mahalchim. One Mahalch was to remind us of what it says in Maseches Makos. By the Mishnayos, what does it say in Maseches Makos? It says the same way that over there when it comes to Malchus, that it's Arbaim Chasar Achas as well, to show us the Koach of the Rabbanan to be Magdir Halachos, and we need the Rabbanan as well to be involved when it comes to this Hagdara Halacha as well. Point number one. The second Mahalach we spoke about the significance of 40 in terms of rebirth, renewal. That's what Shabbos is all about. Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. However, we cannot do a complete shvisa on Shabbos. What? We can't do a complete shvisa on Yom HaShvi because of the fact that what? We can't rest from Yesh Me'ayin. We can only rest from Yesh Me'esh. So we have 40 in order to keep in mind that idea, the integrity that we're doing is shvisa from a recreation or from a creation, from Maaseh Bereishis, but it's minus one because there's only so much that we can mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. We pointed out before that we learn out the Malachos in the Mishkan. We learn out the Malachos on Shabbos from the Mishkan. Okay, it comes up many, many times throughout the Torah. One of the places it comes up is in Parshas Vayakel. Torah tells us Vayakel, Moshe has called us B'nai Yisrael, Vayom Ra'alim, Eila, Adverim, Ashir, Tivashim, Lasso, Sosam. These are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to instruct you. Sheish es yomim tas malachom yom ashi yaya lachem kodesh shabbat shabbat lachem kol asav malachom yumas. Anybody who's going to do malacha is going to perish, is going to die. And right afterwards, in Parshas Vayakel, what do we have? What's the rest of the parsha dedicated to? Anybody know? The Mishkan, right? Truma Tetava, Vayakob Akudai are almost identical parshios. Truma Tetava is the tzivoy of the Binyan HaMishkan, and Vayakob Akudai is the actual asiya of the Binyan HaMishkan. Basically repeated, very similar just in terms of the tenses. But we see the Hagdama to the Binyan HaMishkan is Shabbos. Is Shabbos. What's the idea behind the Hagdama for Shabbos? So, Rashi famously says over there, Sheishes Yamim Hikdim Lahem Azar Shabbos. The reason why the Torah decides to have a Hagdama to Melechas HaMishkan with Shabbos is to tell you, just because it's very important to go ahead and build the Mishkan, and we want to be Mekayim that mitzvah, nevertheless, Shabbos takes precedence. That Shabbos, if you're building the Mishkan, you're not finished, all of a sudden Shabbos comes, stop. You have to have a hefsek in the Avodah of building the Mishkan. You have to have a hefsek in being Mekayim the mitzvah of Asili Mikdash V'Shachanti Pesochem. Okay. So, a couple questions about this. Point to question number one. Ready? Does this make a tremendous amount of sense to us? If you think about it, it's a little bit unclear. When it comes to the Mishkan itself, right? When it comes to the Mishkan itself, what do we say? Is Malacha pushed aside for the Mishkan if it's already built? Yes? What do you do in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos? What do we offer? Korbanos. Do Korbanos entail Malacha? Of course they do. What else? We do Havara. We do so many Malachas in the Mishkan or in the Mikdash on Shabbos. Yet we can't build the base of Mikdash or the Mishkan? Right? Isn't that strange? That once it's built, then we could violate Shabbos, so to speak. But in order to build it, we can't. It's question number one. What is the significance of this medrash? What is Rashi telling us from this medrash? That Melechas Shabbos is more important than Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's point number one. Question number two is, what exactly is the connection? Why do we derive the Melechos of Shabbos from the Mishkan itself? What is the connection there? Is it just happenstance? They happen to be mentioned one by one, back to back, in the Torah. And therefore, we're stuck. We don't know. Like we said, the Gemara says, Malacha, Malacha, different forms of Malacha. That's all there on 39 Malachos. Or is there a deeper connection maybe that exists there? So this is not the only time in the Torah, like I mentioned, that there is this connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. And Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Kisisa, we have the appointment of Bezalel, who's Betzal ben Uri ben Chor l'matei Yehuda, he's going to be the one who, Pizmalei Ruach Chachma, he is the one who's going to go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash. He knows the Kalim, he knows exactly how it should be built. It's actually a very interesting Gemara. He's speaking about, we just had elections, right? The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us, I think it's Daf Zayin, if not mistaken, tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu, are you okay with Bezalel being involved in building the Mishkan? So Moshe says, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're okay with it, then Kal V'chomer, I'm okay with it. So Hashem says, nevertheless, I want you to ask Am Yisrael. So he goes and he asks Am Yisrael, and he says, Am Yisrael, are you okay with Bezalel being involved in it? And they said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're okay with it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is okay with it, so Kal V'chomer, we're okay with it. But what do we see from here? The Gemara learns out there halacha that when you're going to be ola somebody l'gdula, you're going to appoint somebody as somebody's going to be mefarnes tzedakah for the tzibur, you need to have the haskama of the tzibur. Okay, just an interesting halacha that comes up from here. But if you look all the way down over here, after it goes through Bezalel and also Eliyav, and the Shulchan, the Caleb, etc. If you look in Pasuk Yid Beis and Parshat Kisisa, what does it say about Yom Rasham of Moshe Leimor, about Tadabir Al Benis Leimor, Es Sha'ach, Es Shabtu Sai Tishmoru? Keep the Shabbos. Ki Osi Beinu Beinecham, Dorisecham, Adaski, Nei Hashem, Kachcham. Okay, Ushmartim of the Shabbos, etc. The Pesuk can go on to grab Shabbos. Once again, highlighting a connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. Rashi, picking up on this as well, echoes what he said previously. What is Rashi? Vata to Bel Ben Yisrael. Vata. Afa fi shabidichal letzavasam mulachas a mishkan. Even though we appointed you to go ahead and what? Build the mishkan. Al yikel b'inechal litchos is a Shabbos. That shouldn't allow you to think that what? Shabbos is kal. That I could go ahead and break Shabbos. Nei shavu some malacha because it's such a malacha. No, not a chance. Ach, Shabbos I tishmoru, says Rashi. Afa al pi sheti wrote from Mizriz and Mizriz malacha Shabbos. Al tidcha mipanel kol achim rachim yutin lemaid Shabbos miulacha es hamishkan. That being involved in the Mishkan, we should not push away Shabbos. Okay, so what exactly is the connection which is going on over here? Okay. So Rav Salbeitchik developed a very, very beautiful idea off of this. And he says that we see that there actually is a common denominator that exists between Shabbos and the Mishkan. Well, on the one hand, you know, on the simplest level, they're both Kadosh, right? They have Kedusha. Says the Rav even further, the difference is just in Kedusha Sazman versus Kedusha Samakom. Kedusha Sazman is represented by Shabbos. Kedusha Samakom is represented by the Mikdash, right? The place of Har Abayis, Har Moriah is Koli, and the Mishkan is in the Mikdash, even holier. And we have time periods which are holy. We have Yantif, and primarily we have Shabbos. So that's one point of connection. However, it's much deeper than that. What does it mean, Kedusha Zazman versus Kedusha the Mikdash? Or Kedusha Zamakum, rather. Well, what is the purpose of such a Kedusha? The purpose of such a Kedusha is an opportunity to have a, as the Rav would say, a rendezvous with the Divine. A connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a meeting with the Ribono Sholom. How do we know that to be true? Well, what's the purpose of the Mishkan? Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. It's Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. We're building a house for the Shechina to have a Dira B'Tachtonim. And what is Shabbos? What do we do on Erev Shabbos or as Shabbos coming in? Kabbalah Shabbos. What's Kabbalah Shabbos? Look at the Gemara. Rav Chanina Ma'ati V'Ka'anfi D'mal D'Shabsa. Amar, Bowie, Venetu, Likros, Shabbos, Amalka, the Gemara Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yates, said that Rabbi Chanina used to go out and say, let's go greet the Shabbos Malka. Rabbi Yanni, Levish, Mani, Me'al, the Shabbos, over, Bowie, Chala, Bowie, Chala. Lichado, the Kabbalah Shabbos, it's going out to actually greet a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They're both an opportunity to have a special moment, a special opportunity to be with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the connection between the Kedushas Amakum and the Kedushas Zman. Not just that it's holy, but they're the same in terms of our ability to have that meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, okay, if that's the case, so then we talk about a good question. What's more important? What's the idea behind the Medrash? The idea behind the Medrash is that even though they may seem like they're the same, the idea to have the Shekhinah confined to a makom, and the Shekhinah visit us at certain time periods, Shabbos and the Mikdash. However, one's more important. What's more important, says the Rav? Shabbos. That what the Mishnah is, what the Medrash is telling us, is that Shabbos is more integral than the Kedushas HaMakom. Kedushas HaZman is what will sustain the Jewish people, even in absence of Kedushas HaMakom. And Rav says, the proof is in the pudding. We have been, unfortunately, in exile for a very, very long time. And yet, what has allowed Am Yisrael to continue to have a certain amount of identity? It's been not Kedushas HaMakom, rather Kedushas HaZman. It is Shabbos that allowed us, Am Yisrael, to perpetuate ourselves, to continue to be who we are. This idea, I put it in brackets, was expressed beautifully by a famous Israeli, modern Israeli poet, yes, or writer, Achad Ha'am. What did he say? In an essay he wrote, Shabbat V'tzionut. What does he say? He says something very interesting. Almost mamash, the same thing that the Rav said. He says, Ein tzaruch liyot tzioni o medakti b'mitzvah b'shvil lahakir erecha Shabbat. One does not need to be somebody who's from in order to appreciate the value of Shabbos. Amar ba'oto ma'amad, I feel like I say oto, because like that's how he spoke. You know, ma'amad echem migdolei ha'ida, that's what one person said. Va'adini mo, and he's right. Mi shemargish belibo kesher emet imchaya u'ma b'chol adorot. Somebody who feels a true connection to the nation throughout all of history, who lo yachol b'shem ofen afilu im eno moda lo ba'olam haba v'lo b'mididat ha'yudim l'tzayir m'mtziut im Yisrael b'li Shabbat Malkata. It's impossible to conceive of the Jewish people without Shabbos. It's an impossibility. And this part is very important. Efshar lomer b'li shum hafraza, one could say without any exaggeration, ki yoser misha Yisrael shamru es ha'Shabbos HaShabbos Shamra HaShabbos Osam. More than the Jewish people have kept Shabbos throughout the generations, Shabbos has kept them. Very beautiful idea. But the same idea the Rav was saying, that it was allowed us to sustain ourselves for generation to generation, is the sanctity and the Kedusha of Shabbos. Once you start chipping away at that, that's when unfortunately the entire religious system starts unraveling. What?
Where's the revelation?
From the Medrash that says that building the Mishkan does not take precedent over Shabbos. Shabbos comes, you stop. And therefore, perhaps that is the connection that we have between Shabbos and the Mishkan, that they both represent a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a rendezvous with the divine. And what we need to learn from there is that even in absence of the Mishkan, we still have that opportunity to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what has really sustained us is the Kedusha and Koach of Shabbos. Okay, last idea, and then we're done with Hakdama. And this is a very just beautiful verse of Avudraham. Avudraham points out something very, very interesting. Listen to this. It's an unbelievable Avudraham. The Avudraham asks the following question. He says, I don't understand it. When it comes to Tfilos of Shabbos, it's very interesting. It is the only day in which every single tefillah is unique. Have you ever thought about that before? Right? On Yom Kippur, all the tefillahs are the same, right? They all get the V'chein, they all get the etc., right? It's the same tefillah, other than Musaf, right? Obviously, Musaf is going to be unique. I'm talking about Shachris Mincha Maariv, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Tovim. They're all the same, except for Shabbos. Friday night, what do we have? Ataki Dasha. What do we have Shabbos day? Yismach Moshe. What do we have for Mincha? Atachad. All three different tefillos for Shabbos. Why? Why is that the case? So take a look at the Avudraham, source number 30. Yeshol lemaru chacham l'sakim b'Shabbos shloshet tefillos mishona zu mizu atakadosh v'yismach Moshe v'atayachad. Why did Chazal institute different nusachat tefillah? Uveyom tov l'siknu ela achas atabachartanu la'arvish shachar zu mincha. So what does he say very beautifully? V'yesh lomar, mivnei sheshabbos nikra's kala, v'akadosh baruch hu nikra chasam. Shabbos is called or compared to a kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a chasan. Tikna ata kidashta. So therefore, why do we have ata kidashta? Al shem kidushin. What's the first stage of marriage? Kidushin, right? Aderson. Ata kidashta. Shenosan achasan lakala. V'achar kach, what do we have? Yismach Moshe, for what? Simchas chasan lakala. Probably referring to the Nisuin. Vachach Musaf, Al Shem HaTosefes, Shem Musaf Chasam HaKala Al Ksuvasa. Musaf is there in order to tell you that there's a Tosefes Ksuva. The Chasam always throws in goodies in the Ksuva, extra things in order to express his love, his Ava, for his Kala. That's what Musaf is there for. And what about Atachad is Kineged, that's where I was. One second. V'acharkach atachad al shem shemisyached achasam and akala. That's keneged yichud. The yichud which takes place after the simchas chasam akala. Very, very beautiful idea of what Shabbos really is. And I think this fits in so well with what we said before. It's our opportunity to have a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A special meeting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin says? Goy Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Is Chayiv Misa. Why? The Medrash says because it would be Ke'ilu that a king and a queen are having a private conversation, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some low-level officer sticks his head in the middle of the intimate moment. And therefore, would that person not be Chayiv Misa, interrupting this special moment between king and queen? So too, that's with us, Shabbos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our special relationship. And while it's true the Abu Dhabi is focusing on the relationship between Shabbos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think at the very least we could say that we were invited to the wedding. Nobody else was. So we can feel good about that. But I think we could also suggest that perhaps it's not just about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's marriage to Shabbos, it's also about his marriage to us. That Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were married, like the Medrash points out. And therefore, goyim are not allowed to be involved in that. It's something, it's a special opportunity, a special time of Kedushas Hazman, where we can be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tefillos reflect the special nature of that day. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the Hakdam.